So she got down there, and when we pulled it up, it was a white catfish. She jumped up and said it looked like a white pig. Said she wasn't taking care hold of that for nothing. And then it just flipped over like that and broke my leader line. And yeah, it got away. I said, if we'd had sense enough thought, we'd have led it round to the shallow water. We could just have taken the chair.
You could have led it around.
Yeah, round the porch there. Uh-huh. We could have had a shower. But uh-huh. seeing try to lifting it up, we had to lift it up over a banister. And it was so heavy and big, you see, it just wouldn't hold it. We thought about it. I said, we'd have thought we'd got a folding chair and got under it and shed it up in there and got it out.
Yeah.
But we just were so excited about it. I said, well, what would we have done if we could have skinned it? They said, well, we could put it in the ice chest and we had to keep it. We could have skinned it the next day.
Oh.
Well, I said, there's even some campers right there, boathouse next to us, if we'd even call someone.
Uh-huh.
But well, Bard, if we'd had a net, I could just dip down the sea and got that net under it and got it out. But anyway, it got away. That's the last big one I've ever caught.
It is. That's, you don't mean it. That thing got away.
Yeah,
you know?
That big catfish.
The parts of a tree underneath the ground would be called the
roots.
The kind of tree that they tap for syrup, what would that be?
Maple.
Maple. Mm-hmm. Now, if they had like a big bunch of maple trees together, they'd call that a...
Well, I don't know what they'd call that together. You know, they have to drill a hole in them somewhere, you know, and hang a bucket there to catch that.
Uh-huh.
Syrup. I don't know unless they'd call that a body of a...
Trees. Or an
orchard or something
or
like that.
That's what I wondered. Did they use orchard to mean
well,
a
they might.
Kind of
tree? I know in fruit trees they'd call it an orchard.
Fruit trees. How about with cherry trees?
That'd be an orchard.
Well, that'd be orchard too, where they'd have a lot. That'd
a
be
lot
same year, because that'd be a fruit, cherries,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah. How about the common types of trees that'd be around in this area, right around here where you live. What would be some common ones?
Pine.
Well, pine is mostly pines, and then we have the oaks, and then we have elm trees and the sweet gum. You ever chewed a sweet gum?
No.
I love it. I'd rather have a good chew of it. You know, where they'd, when they're dead in the trees, they'd chomp on it, you see. Then that gum would run out of that tree, you know, just as clear as crystal. Us kids used to get it. I wish I could find me a tree. I guess I couldn't chew it now, though.
No, if it gets hard, you can't chew it.
Oh,
no,
hard,
when you get soft, though, and then if it's sticky, you'd have to chew some cotton to get it off your teeth.
Yeah.
If it's too sticky,
you
then
don't
we'd pick the stick and then we'd boil it, you know, in a little cup.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, it'd be just as bright, and when you pour it up, you'd have to test and not cook it too hard, you know.
Yeah.
But we learn how to cook it.
Did they ever have how about sycamore trees?
Yeah, there's some of them around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of a white bark, sycamore.
Oh, it is.
Uh-huh.
Now what about a kind of a bush that some people will call it different names?
Pokebears, that's what I was saying about. You know, they're not fit for anything. They look good, you know. Those are green, kind of like. Or poke salad, you've heard of poke greens, haven't you? You know, that's what grows up, you know, and makes those poke berries.
More of a high bush.
Yeah,
it is. Now, that kind of type of a bush or a vine that if you rub up against it, it'll make your skin.
Poison oak.
There's some of that out yonder.
That's a vine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
poison
oak.
I got
most of it this year, and it didn't used to bother me, but it does now.
Well, I never was poisoned with the stuff,
that's
and I know I've touched it.
The cemetery and pulled some up just my hands, those gloves on. I didn't think it would hurt me. So, I sure don't. I'll watch it from now on.
Ooh, that's
And Miss Kinsley, you know, the lady been here this morning, she, you know, she had it from her knees clear down.
Oh, you don't mean it.
She's been out in the pastures. They live up here, you know, and they've got a lot of timber and brush around their new home, and she gets out and, you know, picks it up and helps
me. Mm-hmm. Got five leaves down it, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Oh. Have you ever heard of now this is another tall bush, but now it grows over in the mountains. Anything called mountain laurel, have you ever heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Now a type of I don't know if you got this kind of tree around anywhere. It's got big green leaves, shiny leaves, and big white flowers on it. It's a big tree. Don't know if they have them around in these parts.
Oh, it has a big old white flower. Lucy Agnes has one.